It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Speaking of our buddies Andrew and Jeremy at 409 Tailgate Club, they are catering a great event in Berwick at the Freeze Farm Winery on Saturday, July 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. You've heard us talk about their great food. Now's your chance to taste it for yourself. Pulled pork, brisket, our personal favorite, their smoked wings. No, they're just regular wings. They're grilled wings. The 409 Tailgate Wine is award-winning, and you can even get a wine slushie. If your preference is beer, you've got to try out the Berwick Brewing offerings that'll be available. And if that's not enough, there'll even be great music. Go to our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. See the link on the right side. Get your tickets. The event will benefit uplifting athletes, and you might even get a chance to meet some of your favorite Keystone Kickoff Show personalities. All right, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Top question of the week, as always, 409 Tailgate Club box, sauces, rubs, and a tailgate with honor apron. Question number one comes from Joe in Scranton. Hey, Ross, now that it's official that you are in second place behind the Ask Greg segment, how's that make you feel?
What's this guy's name?
It is Joseph in Scranton. Hi, Joe.
What's the backstory on that?
Well,
is he just being funny, or you guys were talking about
it? One, I think we had a question earlier in the week for the Ask Greg segment where the listener claimed that they were the A team. They were the number one team. I don't know if that's because of Greg and Dustin or if it's because they give out a free bottle of wine to the best question.
Oh, is that what they do?
It may be one or the other. I'm not sure which it is, but yes, so that listener claimed they were number one.
They were brown-nosing Greg and Dustin.
Yes.
To get the wine and said that they're the A team.
Yeah. And as another aside, this listener, Joseph, he was one of the winners. So that may have something to do with it also.
Well, and the funny thing is, I used to have respect for the intelligence and the people of Scranton. You know what I mean? Like, I used to think that the people of Scranton, but I don't know. It's been a while since they've had a guy, a big time player. Been a while since Scranton had anybody really do anything in the state playoffs.
Is he out of the running for the winning question?
But don't you remember, like, back in the day, like Mike Munchak and Jimmy Cefalo and guys like that? Heck, I'll even give him Matt McGloin. When's the last time somebody from Scranton and Wilkes-Barre did anything?
How close is Lake Lehman, where McGovern's from Scranton? Not
it's pretty very, close.
It's pretty close. Wilkes-Barre
area. I kind of count him, like, if the McGoverns are listening in, that was Ross trashing Scranton.
Other than McGovern. I like McGovern.
All right, let's keep moving.
That guy's not the winner, by the way.
Luke in Pittsburgh, he says, I love the show, gentlemen. I especially like how good Andy does in facilitating the whole show.
Wow.
Wow.
By the way, this is the first time you guys have gotten along for three consecutive quarters without any bashing.
I didn't say it, Bob, but I was going to say, if we're not the A team, the only reason why we're not the A team is because of the guy whose name starts with an A, Andy, but I didn't say it. I'm glad I didn't say it. I was thinking about saying that, but then I didn't.
Luke in Pittsburgh would like to ask you, Ross, based on what you've seen so far, should the coaching staff be preparing for Bates and McGovern to declare for the NFL draft after the season? If so, what do staffs do proactively to prepare for those situations?
I think that they should be prepared for it. I don't know that either guy will, but they'll have started 3 years of major college football, and they'll have to ask themselves, what will one more year do for me?
Right.
Will one more year, how much better of a player will I become? Is it worth the wear and tear? Or am I a fourth or fifth round pick any way I slice it? And why not go now? I graduated, maybe in Bates's case. I don't think McGovern in 3 years. But should I go now? I think that they absolutely should be prepared for that. And the answer is you really don't do anything other than roster-wise and recruiting-wise, keep that in the back of your mind. But they already have, you know, the guys that they got, Rashid Walker to play tackle. They've got, you know, Miranda maybe to play center. They kind of already have the next guy. So, you have 85 scholarships, so you're always preparing and having depth anyway.
All right, Brian and Austin.
That's a really good question, though, because I think there is a possibility of that for both those guys. I guess if I had to guess, Bob, I'd say one ends up doing it. I don't know which one or how, but after they play this year, I'm going to think one of them is going to be – sounds bad, but one of them is going to be smart enough to realize, you know, that it's probably time to get paid for the punishment I'm doing to my body rather than keep doing it for free.
Yeah, they have to stay healthy and they have to take another step. And right. Then I think absolutely they can both consider it. McGovern can play multiple positions and so can Bates. That also helps them.
All right, Brian in Austin, Texas, ask Ross, what are the core requirements in your mind for an elite football program? And in what areas should Penn State improve upon to reach that elite status?
Well, the biggest one is probably facilities. And I think Penn State's there from a stadium standpoint. I don't know where they rank. Has anybody ever done a ranking like Bruce Feldman or something of teams' facilities? Bob, do you know?
I think Alabama's one.
Clemson's got to be up there.
Clemson's
you know
up there.
Up there is Northwestern now. Northwestern. I can't wait to see those facilities
Lakeside.
Up close.
How does that happen?
They must have some generous benefactors, I'm guessing. I don't know.
It's all on your alumni base. You remember when Baylor football kind of got good there for a while before everyone figured
out what Art Briles
was doing? Now, that was a one guy. But Baylor had never reached into its donor base. And when their football program became from a basement dweller to a little bit higher in the Big 12 before the rug was pulled out from under it, they had almost zero problem accruing the money to build that stadium like that. So, and that's the same thing at Northwestern. That as their football program didn't make a jump, but that after Fitzgerald's been there for so long and they see something trending, the university felt it was the time to ask their alumni for the money. And their alumni had no problem giving.
Yeah, so I would say facilities is probably one. And then I think they need to break through and get to the college football playoff. I think at this point now, if you want to be up there with the Clemsons and the Ohio States and the Alabama – You got to get to the college football playoff. You got to get there to show and prove that you can do it and that you are a legitimate national title contender. And I think more of the five-star recruits and more of those things will come with that. I don't know. I think probably facilities, Bob, and money. You know, not losing a guy like Josh Gattis to a lateral move. Yeah. I think a lot of it really comes down to finances.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue rubs, sauce, and catering needs. Visit 409tailgateclub.com. All right, Ross, continuing on, this is from Matt in Appalachian, New York. He said, if Connor McGovern and Gonzo, which would be Steven Gonzalez, end up being the guards and Michael Mennett's the center, which of those guards makes a better pulling guard? And secondly, with Penn State's offense, how much do guard your centers pull and lead around? Mennett sounds like the most athletic of these interior three. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts.
He's by far the most athletic of those three guys. He's also a good 25 pounds lighter at least than both of those guys. I don't know which one. I'll say McGovern. But they don't pull very much.
They don't pull.
They don't pull their guards very much. If they do pull, sometimes they pull their tackles, actually.
Yeah, correct.
They don't pull their guards very much. And it's just not a big part of what they do, which is why you can have 325, 330-pound guards rather than, you know, more athletic guys.
No counter trace, man. Remember, yeah. I love the counter trace.
I love that play, yeah. The Redskins probably ran at the best at the NFL level back with the Hogs and Joe Gibbs, putting those three guys out in front. All right. Speaking of McGovern, I saw him in person at Live for Life, and that 330-some pounds that he is now is legit.
The man crush king.
That's your man crush, right?
He's just a bigger mountain of a man. All right. Let's go to Dominic in Cranberry Township. He says, who do you think will be the recipient of the Irv Charles Awards on special teams this year, Ross? Of course, minus the penalties. Who do you think has the opportunity to be that special teams player for Penn State? That's a deep roster dig.
About like a coverage player that's the first one down.
Yeah, Irv Charles
was
a difference maker.
I'm going to say.
Minus the penalties.
I'll give you a couple names.
All right.
I got mine.
Lamont Wade and Micah Parsons.
Ooh, I like Parsons.
Those are a couple guys I think on special teams that could really. I mean, I still remember. Clear as day, watching LeVar as a true freshman on special teams and it was unbelievable. I mean, he was 7 to 10 yards ahead of everybody else. He'd get down to the wedge and he would destroy it. I mean, that guy was an animal, and I've got stitches in my ear to prove it. Absolute animal. And I think Micah Parsons is from the same mold.
Tariq Castro Fields is a guy that was a gunner last year, and I think he'll continue to do that. And the other corner, Donovan Johnson, I think has some athletic ability, and I think he'd be another guy. I don't know.
And I would say Nick Scott, but I don't know how much they're going to have Nick Scott play teams because he's going to start at safety.
Right, right. All right, let's keep
going. Notice we didn't mention a wide receiver, and it was the Irv Charles question.
Well, they just meant who's going to be the special teams dominant player.
This comes from David Lankster. He asks, as an offensive lineman, how different is it to face a 4-3 defense compared to a 3-4? And did you find one or the other more challenging?
It's a lot different. And which one's more challenging depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to run outside, 3-4 is so hard because those guys do such a good job setting the edge. It's one of the reasons why the Patriots were so good. Mike Vrabel and William McGinnis just used to break tight ends' collarbones trying to run outside at all. But I would rather go against a 3-4 than a 4-3. It depends on what position you're playing. If you're playing left guard and it's a 3-4, a lot of times you slide that direction. So you're one-on-one with like Richard Seymour. I didn't like that.
Oof.
But other times you're in good shape in a 3-4. As a 4-3, then you're going against a penetrating defense, and guys are going to get up the field, and they can really make you look bad a lot of times. Not every 4-3 defense is like that, but think about like Warren Sapp in the B gap between the guard and tackle for the Bucks, just hitting it as hard as he could. I mean, those guys I thought gave me the most trouble. Sapp, Bryant Young, Leroy Glover, for the younger people, they don't even remember those guys. Think Aaron Donald, think Geno Atkins, think Gerald McCoy. Guys like that, those guys are hell on wheels, man. That is not fun. They're like 300 pounds, and they got a burst, and they're strong. I mean, they're stronger, faster, quicker, everything than I am. I'm going with the first one, Andy. Or no, the second one. Not the first one. Not the first one. Go with the second one. The one that was about Bates and McGovern going pro. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, because I find that interesting. Does a staff do anything to kind of prepare the guys behind them? Do they try and get more?
No, because they're already preparing
them. This guy should be ready.
They're already preparing them to go in the game if those guys get hurt. So they're already doing that.
All right, Luke in Pittsburgh, 409tailgateclub.com. Gift basket is headed your way. That'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick with us. We finish strong with quarter number 4. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.